Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Genesis 1:14, and God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Let them be for signs and seasons, days and years." Leviticus 23:4, "And these are the feast of the Lord. These are the feast of the Lord, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons." Now, the Feast of the Lord, Holy Days of Israel, the Feast of the Lord, Holy Days of Israel. Judaism is filled with many celebrations, many feasts, and many holy days. Everything God does is established on days, times, and seasons. In Genesis 1:14, like I read you, times and seasons, days and years, right? All the feasts of the Lord have great meaning between God and all humanity, specifically for the Jewish people, specifically and first for them, as types and shadows fulfilled by God the Son, Jesus Christ, fulfilled by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Father, which was really fulfilled by God, and He did it by His Spirit, and also, you know, by the Son and being involved in Him, His Son. We know that God the Son, Jesus, gave real meaning and fulfillment to types and shadows in the Old Testament feast and holy days. Now, we are Christians, not Jews. We are Christians, not Jews. But Christianity is based on Judaism. Judaism contains the foundation and the fathers of Christianity. So although we are not bound legalistically to observe Jewish traditions in some kind of vain religion, as far as we know, we're not. Jesus fulfilled all that. But it is still a good thing to understand and regard God the Father's original intent with these feasts, seasons, times, years, and memorials that He set up. Those truths are still eternal, and they will never go away. And they have multi-layered meanings. And they still apply to us today. Yes, they do. They still apply to us today. God the Son observed the Old Testament feast. He did not throw them away. I mean, if God did not throw them away, is He not our great pattern?
Yes, sir.
Even though He brought in, He was the fulfillment of all of them. He brought in all of them, and He was the fulfillment of all of them. So though we as Christians are not bound legalistically, as far as we know, to observe Old Testament feast, it still seems the right thing to do to heed to God's original times and seasons.
Yes, sir.
To heed with regard and respect to them, to understand God's fullest intent behind all of His appointed times. So we should regard and honor and commemorate and respect all those feast days in a special way, even though, as far as we know, we're probably not bound to them legalistically.
Yes,
we should observe them all those days specifically to draw close to God, not only every day, which you should, but with special commemoration on these special holy days.
Yes,
we are to serve God with our whole life and heart every day, but also with great special commemoration on the special holy days of the Lord. We are coming into the time of the fall, that season, holy days. We have entered the time of that year again, when the fall feast of the Lord, fall, the high holy days of Israel are coming upon us. Now, in light of where we are today, the month of Elul, the Jewish calendar, we have our calendar that January 1st is the first of the year, which really doesn't line up with what God has. The Jewish calendar over here in the fall, August, September, right in there is where the beginning of the Jewish calendar is. So we're not in sync with them. And by the way, they were here before us. They knew God before we knew God. They were God's chosen people before we ever got saved, the Jewish people. So anybody who fights the Jewish people is an enemy of God. I'll bless them that bless Israel, and I'll curse them that curse Israel. So the month of Elul began, I believe it was August the 27th, 28th, and it goes for 30 days. It's the season of Teshuvah, which means repent and return. See, God moves in circles. He comes around every year back to this Elul, Teshuvah. He gives people 30 days to repent. And whatever you do in these 30 days, well, then that's the forecast of your future for the next year.
Yes, sir.
So what you do in these 30 days, God reckons and he takes note of that.
Yes, sir.
And what he'll do, he'll take that and he'll put that to your account.
Yes, sir.
Do you see?
Yes, sir.
He'll put it to your account. True or false?
Yes,
he'll put it to your account. So it's happening right now. We are under the judgment of God right now. Not only us, the world.
Yes,
America. All Christians.
Yes.
Are you here? Well, the month of Elul began August the 27th, 28th, and it goes for 30 days. Now, 29 or 30 days from Elul to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh. Rosh means head. Head of the year, the beginning of the year. The Jewish word, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. New Year's. Head of the year. Roshe, Rosh, R-O-S-E. R-O, straight up hyphen, S-H, Hebrew. At least the way in English we know to see it. So head of the year. So Rosh Hashanah has much significance about God's holy days. In brief, Rosh Hashanah means head of the year, usually means head, Rosh, and of the turning Shana. Rosh, head of the turning Shana. The turning of another year. But also the opportunity for each person to turn over a new leaf if needed. Each person can make the choice to turn away from wrong and to the right. Any person can make the choice to turn away from wrong to right, or to turn away from right to wrong. It's everybody's choice. Of course, we know that we can do that every day, which I do. So Rosh Hashanah is an extra special time for this, to look at your life. Beginning the head of the year. So 29 and 30 days of Elul, and then you come into Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year, Rosh head, and Hashanah, then 10 more days to Yom Kippur. So Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. That's the great day of atonement. That's when the great high priest would go in and offer sacrifice once a year. Do you see?
Yes, sir.
That's when he comes and makes an atonement for your sins. Back then they would make an atonement for another year. Now Jesus comes, if we really live for him, and he remits our sin. He does away with them. Okay? Because he's the lamb that was slain forever. So we don't have to keep offering up animals with innocent blood. Then Jesus paid for it once and for all. But you have to live for with him and be with him.
Yes, sir.
You can't just go get married and never see each other again. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So 29 or 30 days, Elul, to Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. And then 10 more days, Yom Kippur. That's the great day of atonement when the high priest goes in and those years and offers a sacrifice. Anyway, here we are in this time of Elul, a time of repent and return, repent and return, repent and return, repent and return. In the month of Elul, there is a psalm that the Jewish people read every day of the month of Elul, every day. It's Psalms 27, turn there. Psalms 27 is a psalm that they read every day of Elul. Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light. He's my ore. He's my illumination. He brings focus. He brings light to something. He exposes it. And the Lord is the light of my salvation, my total salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh. What about a sickness?
Amen.
What about a physical abnormality?
Amen.
What about an impairment?
Yes, sir.
A physical impairment.
Amen.
What about anything about you?
Yes.
When the wicked, even the enemies and my foes came to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. We need to ask God and trust God that anything trying to come against our body, that God will cause it to stumble and fail. Stumble and fail, oh God, stumble and fail, stumble and fail. Stumble and fall. Stumble and fall. So when the wicked, even mine enemies and mine foes shall come up upon me to eat up my flesh. Physical infirmities, physical pain, physical abnormalities, Eat this up, eat this up, eat this up. And anything that does that is an enemy. It's an enemy of your body. It's an enemy of you. Psalmist even calls them wicked. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. God, please let all of us, if something, some enemy or something or foes come upon us for our body, flesh, or whatever part, God cause them to stumble and fall. And also, not only F-E-L-L, but F-A-I-L, fail that way. Though an host shall encamped about me, mine heart shall not fear. Though a host shall encamp about me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. Because if I let the Lord be the light of my salvation, the illumination of my salvation, bringing my salvation, that's the way I can be. That's the way I can be. So in the month of Elul, repent, return. Examine yourself. Clear up everything in your life that you should clear up, that you know about. Get rid of it. Clear it up. Any kind of bad attitude, anything. So, though an host encamp about me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that I will dwell after that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Amen. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. To inquire. Seek you, Lord. I seek you. I'm inquiring of you. Search me, Lord. What do you need? What is it, Lord? What do you want me to do? What is this, God? So one thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the time of trouble, God will hide me in his pavilion. In the time of trouble, God will hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. There's a secret thing in the tabernacle of the Lord. There's a secret, safe, enclosed thing in the temple of the Lord. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Get me out of the mire. Get me out of the floods of hell. Set me upon a big high rock. So in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies. Lift up my head against anything wrong with my body. Lift up my head against anything coming against my body. Lift anything up, my head up, against anybody who's an enemy trying to harm me from the outside or whatever, work against me, on and on and on. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies. See that?
Yes, sir.
Mine enemies round about me. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Surrounded. That's the way the devil tries to do us.
Yes, sir.
Surround us. Right?
Yes, sir.
Now shall mine enemies be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. He tries to surround us. And my head's going to be lifted up above all of them. Therefore will I offer in the tabernacle sacrifices of joy. So therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy.
Yes, sir.
I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. That's a good thing to do. No matter what is going on, no matter what is happening, no matter what come against you, no matter what happened to this, that, and the other, you come in here and you just offer up joys of praise to God.
Amen.
When you do that, then God's going to lift up your head about your enemies round about you. He's going to cause your soul to rise higher and to feel joy anyway. If I start expressing joy, after a while I feel it. Right? If I have to give a sacrifice of joy, after a while, I feel joy upon me.
Yes,
So therefore will I offer in the tabernacle sacrifice of you. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I say with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me, I pray. Every day and every night I say, God, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon us. The mercy of the Lord is a very treasured thing if you understand it. It's a very treasured thing to be able to have the mercy of the Lord. You hear?
Yes, sir.
The mercies of the Lord, it means that you look at yourself, you see it, you repent, you turn,
yes, sir.
And you put it aside. And when you do, then God is so glad he has great mercy and floods his mercy upon you. So that's what mercy is. Mercy brings you into repentance, brings reproof to you. Brings a place where you see what you see something in your life you should take care of. So hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me, O Lord, please. Have kesed, have mercy upon me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face. Well, I can tell you what I do it every day. He didn't have to tell me, seek ye my face. Seek ye my face. Seek ye my face. When he said, when thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Seek ye my face. I'm always seeking the face of God. I'm always having to find out every day what to do. I'm always having to find out every day anything we need to change, what we need to do, anything about me, anything about this, anything about us. Please, God. I seek him every day, all during the day. I'm seeking God even when I'm working. I stay in constant commune with God, communication with God. The man of God that I grew up with stayed in constant communication with God all the time. It's like Dr. Atkinson. One time I went to play golf with him, and I don't have time for golf. So I asked him that. It's on a Saturday, and he's preaching. And so I said, when do you study? I asked him. I mean, I need to know. It's Saturday. If you're out here playing golf, my God have mercy, with a bunch of the guys at church. When do you study? He said, I'm studying now. I'm studying now. I'm studying and praying right now. That's what I do. I'm always studying, always looking for what to say, what to preach. Always, 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 always communing with God, seeking his face. You see? When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. I'm going to seek your face. I'm going to frequent your face. I'm going to keep coming to you until you're going to tell me, hey, I better stop this kingdom business and take care of you right quick. Are you going, you're going to take me? I mean, all I hear is you seeking my face and crying out to me. I better stop and help you with that situation. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to have to take care of this or I'll be hearing you all the time. So anyway, that's about the way it is with me. So when thou saidest, seek ye my face unto thee, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me, O God, please don't. Lord, don't hide your face from me. Lord, don't withdraw. If there's anything at all, Lord, I didn't say that you took my name out of the book of life, but if there's anything that kind of separated me a little bit from you, please, oh God, I pray, restore it. Please give me free access again. Don't hide your face from me. Be there, Lord. Let me know you're here. Come on. Hey, God, hey, where, don't be at a distance, God. Where are you? Right here? God, I've got to know if you're here. I mean, come on, God. I need you here. I'm seeking you. Hide not thy face from me. Don't put your servant away in anger. God, don't be angry at me. Don't be angry. Don't be angry. Don't be angry. Don't be angry. Don't be upset at me, God.
Amen.
Let me know. I'll repent. God, I'm repenting so much. I'm kind of repenting for something I haven't even done yet. I kind of repent so much. I'm repenting for something I haven't even done yet. It's a good way to live. It's a good way to live. That's just the way I live all the time. I live like that. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger, please God. Leave me not, don't leave me, God, stay with me. I've got to, God, your presence, don't leave me. Don't take your presence away. Let me know you're there. Manifest yourself. Let me feel you. I'm communing with you, Lord. Flood me. Flood me with your presence, please, oh God. So hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Thou hast been my help. You're my help, God. You're my aid, my help. Don't leave me now. Thy face, O Lord, will I seek. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not. Leave me not. Neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Come on, Lord, don't do it. You said you wouldn't, but I have to feel your presence, and I have to know your presence there. I have to know your person is there. If I will wonder what happened, God. Did you back away a little bit? If you are, tell me why, and I'll get it right. I have to have constant communion with God. Pray without ceasing. Always pray. So hide not thy face from me. Put not away thy servants in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not. Neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me. If my father and my mother forsake me. Lord, if I call upon you and do all this and constant you all the time, you will take me up. If my father and my mother forsake me, or either one of them, or both of them, or one of them. Well, Lord, I'll tell you what, you'll come along and you'll feel that by giving that person to a man of God or somebody. And God, you're going to be there also and take us up and give us the proper help we need over us and the proper supervision and the proper someone to talk to and communicate with and ask questions. Do you see?
Yes, sir.
How many see that? That's the way it is. So when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord shall take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Teach me thy way. God, I got to know your way. I've got to know the road, the route you're on. What? Not only your character, only the behavior I should have, but I hope I'm on the right road today, God. I hope I haven't made a wrong turn, right? Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Because if I get off the real path of the Lord, the enemies will be out there. But if I'm on his path, then God's walking with me. He's protecting me. See it, everybody? Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies. Don't deliver me over to the will of mine enemies. Don't deliver me over to the will of that thing that's coming against my body. Don't deliver me over to the thing coming against my mind, coming against whatever, coming against this, coming against this, coming against that, coming against this. God do. You hear?
Yes, sir.
How many see that?
Yes, sir.
So he said, teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. If I'm on the right road of the Lord, and if he's walking with me, the enemy can't get to me. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies. Oh, God, don't do it. If I do all these other things, he won't do that. If I do what he's been saying, he won't deliver me over into the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me. I've had that happen over and over and over and over and over. And such as breathe out cruelty. Always breathing out cruelty. Making threats. Trying to turn people against you. Trying to work against you. On and on and on and on and on and on. I've had that happen. So deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies, nor false witnesses are risen up against me, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. They're there. You see it? You see it, everybody? I had fainted. I would have fainted. I would have collapsed. I would have buckled unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. I would have buckled in these situations. I would have fainted. I would have fainted. You see that? I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Lord, we're looking for the great goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Not something coming against our body, but in the land of health, in the land of our bodies living. Right? I will not be afraid of 10,000 people who set themselves against me round about, right? For thou, O Lord, art a shield unto me, the glory and the lifter of my head, right? So I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord is not just sit down and say, okay, I'll wait on you. Waiting on the Lord, you're so exercising in Him. You're seeking Him so much. You're coming to Him. You're sitting there. There you are. You're so much engaged, communing with Him and all, and you're not trying to do anything yourself, trying to find out some answer or see if you're on the right path of all. Wait on the Lord of good courage. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. And He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The psalmist ends up and says, I have said, and I'm saying, King David said, I'm saying, wait. He said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I'm going to be in touch with Him, communing with Him, asking Him, listening to Him, examining myself, scrutinizing myself if I need to, on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And if I do that, then I am going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. So King David said, wait on the Lord, He be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. And he said, wait, I say, wait on the Lord. King David knew how. He had to do it. He had so many foes coming against him. All kinds of situations, on and on and on. He did. He made a few mistakes. One of them had to pay for it the rest of his life. It was always a thorn in his side, you might say. The sword of Ammon shall not depart from thine house. All the days of his life, on and on and on and on and on. Well, this is the psalm the Jewish people say to read every day during the month of Elul. The 27th psalm. Are you here? How many want to live the 27th Psalm? Not only in the month of Elul, but every day. In the land of the living. We want to live in the land of the living. Not the land of the dead. Not the land of the infirmed. The land of the living. The land of the life of God. The land of the healing and the making whole of God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.